Proceed, Mr. O'Reilly.
There's a public hearing to determine the 2008 recreational summer flounder management measures, and very quickly, these are the options that went to public hearing, five options. Keep in mind, in 2007, we had an 18.5-inch size limit, a five-fish limit, a closed season through March 31st, and a second short closed season, July 23 through 28. So you can put in context the closed seasons that are proposed and the fact that two options keep the same size limit as 2007, three would raise the size limit to 19 inches. I'm not really going to cover this very much, but it's just quality assurance to let you know that based on last year's event of an open poll, this year we provided guidance to anyone using the poll as to why the poll was taking place, what the measures were, what we were restricted to doing, and the fact that there was a 21.6% reduction required. These are the results of that poll. You can see pretty much that option 5, 19 inches, 5 fish possession limit, and a 10-day closed season in July received twice as many votes as any other, well, almost twice as many votes as any other option. Option 3 was the second preferred option, 25%. Similar size limit, a 3-fish limit, but no summer closed season. This is a conglomeration of all the different information that's come into us. Again, you have the measures up here. The ad hoc committee, which you would expect was well-tuned to all these options, they were essentially split on their preferences. Four preferred option 5, 3 preferred option 3. When you get to the second preference, it went the other way. Their second preference is more for option 3. But this is a good reflection of, you know, some of the information coming from the outside. FMAC voted 5 for option 5. 4 were in favor, 1 against, 3 abstentions. In terms of the online polls that were conducted, the one that was conducted that I just showed you, a pretty clear majority approved option 5. David A.G. is a member of the Peninsula Fishing Club, but also the ad hoc committee member, and he took a poll on tidal fish. He also received emails. By far, option 5 was the majority option. In terms of the groups, fishing clubs that responded, Virginia Anglers Club, option 3, Northampton County Anglers Club, option 3, Peninsula Saltwater Fishermen's Association, option 5, Eastern Shore Anglers Club, option 5. Pretty much similar to what you saw from the ad hoc committee. Overall, we took a tally of all the individual preferences, no matter which poll, and option 5, 225 preferences for option 5 compared to 90 for option 3. 51% chose option 5. These are all conservational equivalents. It may be that option 3 might be a little better than option 5. If we didn't already let you know last month that we have a buffer built in by the ASMFC, courtesy of the ASMFC, with the new guidelines, instead of a 14% reduction, we were extended to a 21.6% reduction. I think we have more margin for error with the National Marine Fisheries Service landings and the vicissitudes of those landings than we've ever had before. Albeit, we do have a very small quota or target coming up for 2008. Staff recommendation is the adoption of the amendments in the regulation that's in your packet, sections 50, 60, and 70. What those recommendations do, they would establish a 19-inch minimum size limit, 5-fish possession limit, close season July 21 through July 30th for the 2008 fishery. And staff is requesting a March 1, 2008 effective date for that regulation. And that's all I have, Commissioner.
Thank you, Rob. Any questions of Rob? Thank you, Rob. This is a public hearing. The matter is open to the public. Who'd like to speak on this matter? Yes. Are you waving? Okay. Dr. Allen. Then you're next. No, you don't have to swear at this one. I don't swear at you. You don't swear at me at this one.
I'm Robert Allen. Robert Allen. I'm a member of the Pelagic Saltwater Fishing Association. I've been recreational fishing for a long time. I don't care which option you choose, tell you the truth, but something has been happening, and I think you may be aware of it. I'm sure you're aware of it. But if the federal law is not changed pretty soon about Magnuson-Stevenson, there's a very good chance that the commercial and recreational fishing will be closed in about 2 years. I know you're aware of this.
That's the...
Okay. Yeah. There's another little thing that's happening. Every time that ASMSC recommends to the states that we've got to reduce our flounder catch, of course that may not happen in a few more years, the state reacts, all the states react by increasing the size and decreasing the catch. I mean, everybody reacts that way. Or closing the season, shortening the season. And what's happening is we end up fishing for bigger fish. Mm-hmm. And studies have indicated that the larger fish are the females.
More fecund.
And so we're doing some crazy stuff here. I mean, we're catching like 90% of the fish are the females, the spawners. And the problem with the situation is that the recruitment is not good. And that's all I have to say.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Bob. Yes, I appreciate it. Yes, sir. You come. He's first, then you're... I don't know if you changed your mind.
My name is Bill Tice. I'm representing myself today, but I am a member of the Peninsula Saltwater Fishing Association. I've been that way, can't remember how long. And I want the 19-inch five keepers. But I also know that the reason we came up with all these options, this is the best of the worst, as far as I'm concerned. But I know that the reason we came up with this and what we're going to do with it, I don't know. But I know that the feds will not consider our weather situation when it comes to a closure. And I cannot understand that. It's just very, you know. I mean, because if you got a small craft warning and it's small craft for 2 to 3 days, you can't fish during that time or you can't catch. And it's 3 or 4 days after that before you're able for the water temp, the water clarity to get there in order to be able to catch it.
Help me a little bit, Rob. Don't they figure all of those factors somehow into the works?
Yes. They figure the weather. That's what they're looking at. What they're looking at are the landings in a two-month period. So whatever happens in those 2 months, that is your landings. It's your landings from 2007. You didn't have all of them, of course. That when there's a target in 2008, that's the reduction.
So in a roundabout way, they have factored it in there, and that's what they come up with, the even worst-case number, as was just said.
Well, if that's in there, that's okay. I can't argue with it anymore. Other than that, I do think that y'all, as a commission, should say something to the governor or request from the governor that they take the menhaden out of the legislature's hands and put it in y'all's hands. Because we don't have anything to do with that. Y'all don't have anything. You can't go on a boat and tell them, well, if they've caught 500 rockfish when they scoop up their menhaden, or they caught two. And you don't have anything to say about it, and you can't do anything about it.
Well, there are laws that say that they can have X number that we do enforce or whatever. But
well, they
anyway.
Have 10% bycatch law is what they have.
Two.
It's
yes,
reduced
sir. 2% food fish.
I'd like to see them reduce the top end. About half of what that is, and that might help your crab situation too. It will give the rockfish something else to eat besides the damn crabs, and that's it.
Thank you, Mr. Tice. Appreciate it. Yes, sir.
Boy, after listening to you, the problems you have with the crabbers, this almost seems insignificant. Because I mean, but my name's Lewis Glazer. I'm the vice president of the Norfolk Anglers Club.
Good to have you here, sir.
We took a vote in the club, and the vote was 20 for number 5, for number 3, 4, for option 4 or 1, and then we have 2 for 4 or 5. My personal vote is option 5. I've been retired now for 3 years, and to keep my sanity, I went to recreational fishing. And in 3 years, I have 2,800 hours on my boat. So I do a little bit of fishing. And one of my favorites is flounder. And I know several good floundermen. Bill Tice over there is one of the better ones. And I also know from observation that you all have done a good job, because last year there were a lot of flounder caught. I'm there every day at the marina. I know what's coming in. I know what's going out. But not a lot that were kept, except for the people that know how to target larger fish. I don't know if the internet is good or bad, because a lot of us, I like tidal fish, and I share my information on the internet, and I have been damned for it. Why? You're letting the VMRC know. You're letting legislation know. You're letting everybody know. Well, I can tell you for a fact, it's a miracle to bring in your limit of flounder. A good day for me, and I'll have a crew of, let's say, four of us out there. If we bring in 10 flounder, that's a great day. When I talk to the weekend anglers, and us anglers spend more money on gas chasing these crazy damn fish, that flounder cost us $100 a pound. It's the challenge that makes us out there. But if you put less than 5 fish, I get friends from North Carolina coming in, getting hotels, spending money, and you say the most we can keep is 3 fish. It's going to hurt more, I think, the commercial guys. But it's even, I'm not going to the Eastern Shore from Little Creek for 3 flounder. I'll do it for 5 and spend a ton of gas. But I think 3 fish will really be a setback for the state. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
For your time.
Nice to meet you, sir. Take care. Who's next? Yes, sir.
Thank you, Commissioner and Commissioners. I'm Bob Reed. I'm with the Virginia Charter Boat Association. I am not representing the association. The association took a vote on this, and they were in favor of the staff recommendation. I think it was number 5. But representing the fishermen in my area, recreational fishermen, I agree with the gentleman that just came up. I just want to make this point very briefly that I think if you look at the entire Virginia Bay and the tributaries from Potomac River down to the mouth of the bay and also the Eastern Shore, and I think I'm the lone wolf that's saying this. I'm not sure why, but most fishermen are getting shut out of the flounder fishing. And as a charter boat captain, I mean, I would love to see 3 fish. If I went home with myself and a mate and 6 people, 24 fish, you know, over 16 or 17 or 18 inches, it would be a wonderful day. That's totally ignored. So that's basically what I want to say. I think it's unfair to the majority of fishermen. I attended the, I believe it was ad hoc committee meeting last year, that are on that panel, are from the Lower Bay area, and they think I'm an idiot, don't know how to fish, because I can't go out there and catch 19-inch fish. Well, I don't really want to catch, you know, 30 or 40 19-inch fish for my customers. I don't need to do that. So the charter boats in the Mid-Bay area, which is the majority of the bay, and the Eastern Shore, are being totally shut out of this flounder fishery. And I just think we're being unrepresented. Thank you.
I wish we had enough out there that it wasn't an issue to begin with. That would be really nice.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Who's next? Good afternoon, sir.
Hi, Randy Lewis from the Eastern Shore, Captain Zed's Island House Watch Brig Motel. the gentleman there is right in one sense. With anything near 19 inches, we are being shut out of the fishery. On the seaside, as many people know, we don't catch too many fish over the 18-inch size, except early in the season. But this is the best of the worst. We did vote for option five because five fish is a little easier to sell to potential fishermen coming down to the eastern shore. The possibility that you might catch five 19-inch fish is kind of slim. But I would like to ask the staff and everyone, I guess, in this room to try to encourage everyone to contact their representatives and push these two bills before the House, H.R. 4087 and H.R. 5425, if I have those numbers correct. Because
what was the second one you thought?
H.R. 5425 that Representative Frank Pallone from New Jersey has introduced. Supposedly the language on that, according to the RFA, is a little more refined and detailed. But we had a meeting at our restaurant about a week or so back, and Jim Donofrio came down and detailed the two bills. And as the other gentleman mentioned, you know, if we don't, if they don't do something from the federal level down, then they could potentially close the fishery, which, you know, would really hurt a lot of people. 18.5 inches really hurt our business last year. It hurt hundreds of businesses on the eastern shore. You know, the trickle-down economics between the restaurants, the motels, the marinas, the charter boat captains, you know, everyone knows that recreational fishermen spend a lot of money. And I think the only way we're going to, you know, get this straight is to amend this Magnuson-Stevens Act. And I realize that's not your department, but I think if everyone, you know, works together, I'm sure you all are just, you're the enforcers and you don't like these laws any better than the rest of us. But if they close the fishery, you know, it's really going to be a drastic situation over our way. So I would just ask you all to, you know, try to put some influence to the state, our state senators and delegates to put the pressure on Washington. You know, we've certainly, Congresswoman Thelma Drake has signed on as a co-sponsor of H.R. 4087, and I'm not sure about 5425, but any influence you all can provide there sure would be a big help. So we appreciate your time.
And for what it's worth, your influence is working well, because in my meeting with Delegate Lewis and Senator Northam, both of them are very, very concerned about your plight over there, and they brought that up. So your influence is working as well.
Well, I think it's got, you know, everybody in the state has got to let the federal government know that, you know, there's something needs to be done. The recreational fishery and the commercial fishery is being shut out by the environmentalists who really aren't looking at the numbers. And catching these 19-inch fish and killing, you know, 95% of the 19-inch and up, 18-inch and up fish are females. That just doesn't quite, you know, what happened to the common sense here? Where, you know, maybe there should be a slot size or, you know, a different type of quota in order to accomplish the same, you know, end of the means here. But thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else?
Mr. Chairman, my name is Z.R. Lewis. My son Randy was just here telling you about our business, and I noticed when Rob put it up on the screen that he mentioned the Eastern Shore Anglers Club. I just want to let you folks know that the Eastern Shore Anglers Club represents over 400, almost 500 members, and they did vote unanimously for the number five, which is the worst thing. You know, it's the best out of the worst. So I just want to let you know that people over there or for number five, but we don't like really any of the options. And at this point, like Randy said, we do need to get up with our senators and our congressmen, because we're fighting a losing battle almost with this with the environmental groups. I think the DePew group out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, is one of the people that's put up a lot of money to. They want to put a closure on the recreational fishing altogether, period. So, thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. Anyone else? Public hearing is closed. Matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to address a couple of items in here. The as bad as these options are, they're considerably better than the coastwide option that was presented to the council when this started at the federal level. And we argued successfully against that and argued that the states retain their flexibility through conservation equivalencies. We were only able to do that, though, by requiring that the states account for certain uncertainties so that they could do a better job hitting their targets. A lot of the states have had trouble in the past hitting the target recreational landings. Last year, staff put together an excellent presentation for us. We ended up selecting between options that were not quite conservational equivalents. We went with one of the more conservative options and came in under target, so we did well. But some of the cuts that are reflected here are related to that. But the option federally, I think, was two or three fish at 19 inches. So as bad as this is, it's considerably better than the coastwide option was. Additionally, Jeff Deem, who's here today and serves with me on the council, has been working with council staff to try to explore the possibility of slot limits, which could have, I think, quite a bit of benefit, obviously, for certain sectors of the country. So that's something that hopefully we can look forward to in the future as a management option.
Thank you, Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? Matters before the commission for action. Mr. Fox?
I'll move the staff recommendation to...
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you for the presentation, Rob.
Thank you.
Good job. Next item on the agenda is item 13, proposed amendments to Regulation 4 BAC, pertaining to setting mesh gill nets. Can you hang on to that for me, Mr. Holland, just a second? Mr. Travelstead.
Almost evening. All right. Regulation 751, this is a public hearing. Most of the information has already been provided to you in your eval. We discussed this last month. FMAC last October and a vote of 7-4 with 4 abstentions recommended to the commission that there should be no unattended gill net within 500 yards of shore's high water mark from Smith Island Light north of the Virginia-Maryland border from a period of June 1st to October 15th.